with you a major part of my life.
我特别跟你分享一下我生命中最重要的一些事情。And
when I describe some of my worldly successes,
当我讲到我在世界上的一些成就的时候,
if I seem to brag a little bit about it,
如果我稍微夸张一点,
please excuse me, because that's only in order to contrast the eventual disappointment and futility of all these things.
那么今天要原谅我，因为我这样做。
By way of introduction, I was born in Hong Kong.
首先介绍一下，我是生在香港。
And I grew up in Hong Kong.
也在香港长大。
I was raised in a Christian family.
我是在基督教的基督徒的家庭中长大。
I was sent to Sunday school and summer youth camps when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old.
8、9岁的时候, 父母就把我送到教会的主日学,
when I was 14, I attended a summer camp.
14岁的时候,
there I came to know Jesus.
就在那个营里面,
and I come to know him and accept him as my savior.
所以我就接受他做我个人的救主和生命的主。
And since then, I continue to be very active at the church.
从那时候开始，我很活跃的参与教会的各种活动。
Until I finished high school and came to this country.
一直到我高中毕业，然后到美国来。
I remember when I was a kid, I was very ambitious.
当我在年轻的时候，我非雄心万丈。
I always wanted to do better than other people.
我总是觉得我要做得比别人更好。
Whether it's in school or in sports or in anything.
不管是在学校读书、打球、运动。
Some of you may know my English name.
有的人在，你们知道我的英文名字。
My mother gave me the name of Edwin.
我的妈妈给我一个名字叫做Edwin。
When I was young, I asked her, why did you give me the name Edwin?
我就问我妈妈说，为什么你要给我一个名字叫做Edwin?
Because my brother is called Simon and my younger brother is called Andrew.
因为我的两个弟弟，一个叫做安德烈，一个叫做西门。
I said, all my brothers have a biblical name.
我的弟弟们都有一个一些圣经的名字，一些older brothers.
Yeah,
我的哥哥们都是有圣经的名字，为什么我不是？
I'm the only one who does not have a name from the Bible.
我的名字却不是圣经上的名字。
So my mother said, that's because you always want to win.
因为你常常要赢。
So you give me the name of Edwin.
所以就给你一个名字叫Edwin。
So that tells you how much I want to win.
所以你就知道我多么的喜欢赢。
So when I first came to this country when I was 19,
所以我19岁到这个国家来的时候,
I've decided to win.
我就决定了我要赢。
I want to be better.
我要做得更好。
I want to be successful.
我愿意成功。
First, I set my mind to be successful in the academic world.
所以我先 专心在一个学业上，让我在学业上能够成功。
When I first came to this country, I went to UCLA.
我刚到这个国家来，我到南加大。
Probably a lot of you people also attend UCLA.
我想这里有很多人也曾经到南加大读书。
So in a little bit less than 3 years, I finished my bachelor's degree. A little bit less than 3 years.
大概不到三年我就完成了我的学业，大学的学业。
I understand that nowadays young people want to finish their university in 5 years.
我知道最近的年轻人很奇怪，他们喜欢要5年才读完大学。
That's because my daughter is going to college this September.
因为我的女儿今年9月要读大学。
And she looked at the curriculum.
她看了一下学校的课程。
And she told me that. She said to me one day.
有一天她对我说,
she said, Daddy, the curriculum looks very heavy.
这些课程看起来好像很重啊。
And a lot of my classmates are talking about finishing the bachelor's degree in 5 years.
所以很多我的同学都说，大概我们要花5年来读完学士学位。
So I never have the courage to tell her that I've tried to finish my bachelor's degree in less than 3 years.
所以我就不敢跟我的女儿说，其实我当时是不到3年就把这个学位拿到了。
Because I figure that if I have to pay one school fee and I can take as many units as I can.
如果我只要付一个学期的学费，我能够选。 我能选的课程很上算。
I remember I always have to go to the dean's office to petition to take 25 units.
对，我通常总要到教主那里去拿到他特别的许可，让我能够选25个单位。
Anyway, I was winning, all right.
不管怎么样，我的重点就是我的确是得胜。
So when I finished my bachelor's degree, I was admitted to medical school.
那么我大学毕业以后，我就被医学院接受。
And the spirit of wanting to win, I said, well, I would be better than most of the medical students.
那么因为我有一个好赢的心，所以我就觉得我进到医学院，我要比其他的这些同学都要好。
So in addition to my regular medical curriculum, in the summertime I also do research.
所以在除了正常的学业以外，在假期中我还做一些研究的工作。
So in 6 years time, I got first my medical my MD and then my PhD.
6年之内我完成了我的医学的博士学位，同时也拿到了我的博士学位。
So I was very happy at the end of about 9 years, I have got most of the degrees that this country can give me.
所以我9年之后我就已经拿到了这个国家所能给的一些最高的学位，拿到了。
So my ambition was fulfilled.
所以我的这个雄心已经得到了放长。At
the same time, during that 9 years, my wife gave me 3 children.
就在同样的9年内，我的太太给了我3个孩子。So
I also had a family.
对，我有一个好的家庭。
So I was very happy and I always bragged in front of my classmates.
所以跟我的同学中，在同学面前常常在夸口，我有个好的太太，有好的家庭，有好的孩子。
Why you people don't even have time to date your girlfriend?
你们认识他们这些读书的大学生，他们还没有时间去约朋友出去，因为读书读了一个地步太忙。
So after I've got all my degrees, I said to myself, what am I going to do next?
那么完成学业，我就问我自己说，今后我要做什么呢？
So of course I wanted to have a very successful career.
对，我希望我的 事业也非常的成功。
So I came back to Southern California after all my training.
所以我完成了我各样的训练，我就回到加州。
I remember a lot of physicians asked me to be their partner.
对，很多医生就邀请我做他们的伙伴。
And there are quite a few physicians who are retiring offered to sell me their practice.
很多的医生有的老要退休了，愿意把他们的事业卖给我。
But I said, you don't know who you're talking to.
我跟他说，你不晓得你到底是跟谁在说话。
I don't need any help.
我不需要任何人的帮助。
I said I do not want to spend any money to buy anybody's practice.
我也不愿意花钱去买别人留下来的诊所。
Just give me some time and I can show you what I can do.
需要给我一点时间，我要证明我能做的。
So I rented an office.
我自己租了一个医院诊所。
And I hired one girl who is my wife.
我就请了一个助理，就是我太太。
And the landlord sent me the first patient on the first day.
这个房东啊，他第一天他送了一个病人来给我。
Maybe the landlord was afraid that I can't pay the rent.
因为他怕，但是恐怕我这个月不能付房租，所以他送了一个病人来。
So the first day I saw one patient.
所以第一天我只看一个病人。
But in about 3 to 4 years time, I was true to what I promised myself.
所以3-4年以后，我就达到了我对我自己所承诺的定义。
I had the biggest and the best practice in town.
我就是在城东，我是一个最大的医院，最成功的一个诊所。
I used to practice in Long Beach and Lakewood area.
我常常以前是在这个 长崎的那个地方。
From one girl that I hire, our office expanded to about 10 girls.
我第一次我就请一个助理，后来我请了10个护士来帮助我。
And I hired another physician to help me.
我又请了一个医生来帮助我。
And when, as you know, when we're successful in your medical practice, you are also rewarded very well financially.
所以在医学上，在做医生这行的，如果你做得非常成功，你的报偿在经济上的报偿也是相当好的。
So during those few years, I was making a lot of money.
在那几年内，我赚了不少的钱。
I was driven by that ambition to be rich, to be a rich man also.
当然那时候我也有个雄心要做一个富翁。
And with all the money, I'm beginning to live a very, very luxurious life.
因为我有钱，所以我就过非常豪华的生活。
And I'm sure a lot of you in this country is attracted by all the wealth that this country can offer.
我想很多人到这里来很就受了这些物质丰富物质的吸引。
We will live in this Southern California, we always got caught by almost like a fever.
我们在南加州受这些东西这个影响性好像一阵狂热一样。
I remember when I first finished school, I lived in a 700 square feet apartment.
我刚毕业的时候，我住在一个所租的公寓里面，只有700尺的。
When I had established my practice in 4 years' time, I lived in a 7,000 square feet home.
对，我只不过开业了4年，我住在一个7000尺大的房子里面。
And I remember I was driving a Volkswagen when I finished my training.
当我刚刚这个受完训练的时候，我开的是一部那个德国的 Volkswagen 小乌龟车。
And 4 years later, I was driving a Rolls Royce.
4年以后，我开的就是那个 Rolls Royce.
I was very, very happy and I was very satisfied with my own accomplishment.
我对我自己的成就感到非常的庆幸。
So when I have accomplished and have succeeded to build up a very big practice, I was then 34 years old.
啊，当我有了这样的成就的时候，当时我的年龄是34岁。
Immediately I asked myself, what am I going to do next?
我就问我自己说，下一步要做什么呢？
You have already got more degrees than anybody else.
啊，你已经拿了你别人更多的学位。
You have got a practice bigger than anybody else.
你所有你的诊所比别人更大。
I was probably making more money than most other doctors at that time.
就在那时候，我所赚的钱可能比其他医生赚的钱还要多。
But I still ask myself, what am I going to do next?
那么我就问我自己说，下一步我要做什么？
Well, I have to associate myself with a hospital when you practice medicine.
当你在那里。开业的时候你总是要跟一个医院有一点关系。
So that I can put my patients in my estate.
所以我可以把我的病人有必要就送到那个医院去住院。
So the hospital that I associate with is a medium-sized hospital.
我所跟我有关系的这个医院是一个中型的医院。
But one thing particular about that hospital is all Jewish.
那么那个医院呢它一个特色就是绝大多数是犹太人。
About 300 physicians in the hospital.
在那个医院里面，大概有300个医生。
About 3 or 4 Chinese when I first went there.
我刚刚去的时候，大概只有3到4个中国医生。
There's no American doctors.
没有美国医生，没有这个白人医生。
Because they all got kicked out.
他们都被踢出去了。
So and all the Chinese physicians here, the only reason why they were allowed to stay in that hospital is because they are so quiet that nobody knows that they exist.
因为那些医生为什么？留在那个医院里面，因为他们很安静，没有人知道他们在哪里，所以他们在哪里。
So they usually come and work and then they leave, and nobody knows that they have come and gone.
安安静静来工作，做完了，心悄悄的走了，没有人知道。
This is actually a very good feature of the Chinese.
这是中国人的一个很好的描述。
But I said to myself, if I want to excel, if I want to be better than people, I'm not satisfied with that status.
我心里想说，如果我要做的比别人更好，更有成就，我绝对不安于那样的情况。
I said, what is so good about these Jewish doctors? I think I'm smarter. I think I'm more capable.
到底这些犹太医生有什么了不起呢？我认为我比他们更聪明。
So I said, well, if I'm really somebody, I want to be their chief.
如果我实在是一个了不起的，我要做他们的头。
And my wife is always very supportive of everything that I do.
我的太太非常的支持我所做的每一件事。
If you imagine that I went to a doctorate degree and she gave me 3 children, she's a very good wife.
你想我在那边读书要在6年内要拿到2个学位，而且她给我生了3个孩子，你想她是多么的支持我。
But this is the first time my wife say no.
这是第一次我太太跟我说不可以这样。
Because you know the Jewish people are extremely aggressive, they're very capable.
我太太知道犹太人非常的能干，非常的有能干。
And they're not going to let the Chinese to fight into their circle and become their chief.
他们不容许中国人打进他们的圈子。
But I want to be ambitious and I want to excel. I want to be better.
但是我是一个好胜的人，我想在他们里面有好的成就，有好的表现。
So despite my wife's opposition, I worked very hard to with one thing in mind, and that's to become the chief of that hospital.
那么虽然我太太反对，但是我是一直下定决心要努力工作，要在他们中间要有卓越的表现。
Well, I have no time. I have no time today to detail to give you all the secrets how to be the Jewish.
今天我没有时间来告诉你一些秘诀，怎么样的来战胜犹太人，胜过犹太人。
But in any event, in 3 years' time, when I was 37, I was elected their chief.
3年以后，在整个医院里面，我被选上他们的这个他们的头啊。
I was vice chief of staff of the hospital.
我是这个你们 vice chief。
Yeah.
副院长，这是整个医院的副院长。
I was the president of the Liquid Physician Association.
也是他们医师工会的主席。
And a lot of titles.
还有很多的头衔。
I'm so powerful in the area in the hospital that eventually they have to change the bylaws so that eventually they want to make sure that in the future no one single person could have that much power.
那么正是因为我有那么大的权力，那个地步，他们必须要重新修改他们的宪法，说以后任何人不可以有那么大的权力。
What a Chinese or Jewish?
不管是中国人或者犹太人。
They always wonder where this man come from.
他们常常问到底这个家伙从哪里来。
There's never a man, whether Chinese or Jewish, had ever become the chief at age 37.
那么从来没有一个人37岁就可以做医院的院长，不管是犹太人也好，中国人也好。
So they gave me a nickname called Yellow Peril.
他们给我一个名字叫做黄祸。
So at age 37, I've got everything that I could ever imagine I could imagine achieve.
当我37岁的时候，在医药界里面，我已经达到了一个地步，几乎是一个顶峰了。
I've got all the degrees that this country can offer. I've got a practice that you could ever spend as much time or work as much. And in my local community, I'm probably the most powerful doctor there is. I was very proud of myself for what I've done. And for a Chinese, I thought I brought a lot of glory to my fellow countrymen. So just at that moment, at age 37, I never really thought that I should kick back and relax. When everybody thought that I should. Kick back and enjoy all that I have accomplished. One day, I was just sitting right by the side of the pool at home. A very, very common thought entered my mind. At first, that thought is not very threatening. In fact, that thought was quite a familiar thought. Because I had that thought for a long time. And that is the same thing. What now? What is the next thing I'm going to do? But this time, I think one step further. Because I really have nothing else to do. And then I asked myself, how come I still want to do more? How come every time I achieve something, I always have what next? How come I'm never satisfied? How come I still ask for more? How come I always wanted to have something else to do? And how come I'm never able to relax and enjoy and be satisfied with what I have? And if I think of another thing to do, what guarantee do I have that after that, I will be satisfied? And so I keep running and running all my life. Looking for new frontiers. A new challenge. Well, is there going to be an end to it? So I start asking me the question. And I'm beginning to be a little bit worried about that. Because it looks like I will never be able to stop. It looks like I will never be satisfied. But at the same time, a second thought came into my mind. And that is, for all that I have achieved, and it has taken me 17 years. I came to this country when I was 20. And now I'm 37. But the 17 years, this went by just like a snap of a finger. It was so fast I couldn't believe it. Here I'm sitting by the side of the pool and I'm 37. I'm approaching 40. But in my mind I was just like 20-something. Because I almost like just, I just left Hong Kong. It wasn't that long ago. And yet, believe it or not, I am getting close to 40. Well, for some of you who are approaching 40, it usually is a very mixed feeling, isn't it? People say, well, it's alright, life starts at 40. But then somebody also said that all the bladder troubles start at 42. But then another thought that really bothers me is that. But if the first 17 years went by so fast, and what if the next 17 years also come by as fast as the first 17 years? Well, the next time around, I'll be close to 60. Then no matter how you stretch it, it's not the beginning of life.
那么如果,
no matter how you stretch it, you can't say that, you know, life started at 60.
Yeah,
so that it becomes a rather uncomfortable thought. And I ask myself the next question. Well, if after the next 17 years, and I'm just as unsatisfied as I am now, and if I'm still looking for new projects, new frontiers, and new challenges, then my whole life will be looking for new challenges. And my whole life will be trying to be ambitious. I would never be satisfied. I would never be able to sit back and enjoy
it.
And to me, that is a very uncomfortable thought. So I start asking myself more questions after that. So what is the problem then? Why is it I find that life is so unsatisfying? Well, I have all the degrees. I have a beautiful career. I have lots of money. I live a very luxurious life. But how come I still want something that all these things cannot give? How come still inside me there's something that's not satisfying? In fact, inside is just like what the song says, it's just empty. Life seems to be meaningless. I'm still looking for something that's more meaningful. Hopefully to satisfy something that's inside. But what is it? So I start looking, trying to look at the things that I have. Is it because these things doesn't mean anything? So I start looking at all the things that I have accomplished. Well, I find that because if that is what I want to get more of it. So I ask, do you want more degree? Well, not really. Do I want a bigger medical practice? Well, I have more than what I can do. Do I really want more money? Well, I find that money can buy a lot of good things, as you all know. There's nothing wrong with that. But after a certain point, there's nothing else to buy. I mean, in other words, money can buy you certain things, but after that, money just goes to the bank. And once it's in the bank, it starts to give you interest plus anxiety. You start worrying about the money. You're worried the money would... inflation would destroy the money. And then you try to put the money to invest in something else. And when you do that, you worry that you lose the money. So money after a certain point can give you a lot of trouble. And I said to myself, I'm not sure that's what I really want. Then I should ask myself, well, maybe, do I want more power? Well, I'm sure some of you who work in a big corporation or in a society trying to be in a leadership position. You realize that the higher you go, the less friends you have. I remember when I first got in the hospital, I'm the one of the most popular guy in the hospital. When I become the chief of the hospital, I have more votes than anybody else, but I have less friends.
当我做院长的时候，我有很多人投我的票，但是我的朋友是越来越少。
And when you get to the very top, this is the moment when you feel most insecure.
当你地位爬得越高的时候，你会觉得你好像越没有安全感。
Because when you get to the very top, you can't go anywhere else.
因为你地位越高，你有些地方你不能去。
The only way you can move is to move downward.
那么就是你不能再往前走了，你只可能往下走，不可能往上走了。
And when you try to move downward, you will find a lot of help.
当你往下走的时候，you will find.
You find that you get a lot of extra help.
如果你往下走，你会觉得很多人帮助你往下走。
So my experience of getting to the top in this society is one of loneliness, insecurity, and I've seen all the bad things.
当我地位爬得越高，我觉得里面越孤单，越没有安全感。
And even though I got to the chief in 3 years, that was not the happiest time of my life.
虽然我是院长做了三年，但是这并不是我人生中最快乐的一段时光。
And I said to myself, well, this is not what I want for the rest of my life.
我就对我自己说，这不是我这一辈子想干的。
So then I said to myself, what is that I want in my life?
那到底我就问我自己说，到底你这一生要什么？
Is there anything in life that would really satisfy?
到底有任何东西是不是能够真正的满足你内心的需要呢？
Is there anything in life that give you a real meaning?
到底生命中、生活中有任何东西能够给你带来真正的意义呢？
Is there anything in life that give you real value?
到底在生命中有任何、生活中有任何东西能够给你带来真正的价值呢？
That after you get it, you don't have to look for anymore.
或者就是说，换句话说，当你得到的时候，你就不需要再用其他东西来填满。
So when I get into thinking about all these problems, I become very, very frustrated and depressed.
当我开始想这个问题的时候，我里面非常的沮丧，非常的下沉。
Because I start looking for other alternatives in my life.
所以我就开始在人生中找其他的选择。
I'm starting to look at other things that may be more valuable.
我就开始找说是不是在人生中有任何有其他东西更有价值呢？
When I was a young man, when I was in high school, I liked literature.
当我在中学的时候，我很喜欢文学。
So at that point of my life, I went back to all my books and all my poetry and all the writings of the great masters.
我就回到那些文学的著作里面来陶醉自己。
And I also like music.
我喜欢音乐。
At 2 or 3 years ago, I think went to concerts, 3 or 4 concerts every week.
我每一个礼拜 到去参加四五次的音乐会。
And most of my time when I'm home, I listen to music and I study music.
我在家的时间，绝大多数时间都在听音乐或者研究音乐。
I also like art.
我喜欢艺术。
I've been to practically all the museums in the world.
我到全世界几乎出名的这些博物馆，我都去了。
For about 2 or 3 years, I practically lost myself in all these intellectual activities.
两三年之中，我几乎在这些 在这些文学的领域里面消失了我自己。
I was hoping that in literature, in poetry, in music, and in art, I was able to find some extra meaning and extra value in life.
我希望能够从文学、从艺术、从诗里面能够找到生命真正的意义。
But I found something very surprising.
但是我发现一件很奇妙的事情。
And that is, as I read through all these works, and I study the music, and even the paintings, and so on, I find that these artists and these poets, they more or less have the same problems that I have.
我就在我研究这些文学家、就是艺术家、什么作品，我发觉他们所面临的问题跟我是一样的问题。
They are all, most of them are looking for a real meaning in life.
这些大多数的这些文学家、艺术家、诗人，他们也都在寻找生命真正的意义。
They are hoping to find some value in life that is lasting.
他们也是在寻找生命中真正的意义和价值，能够存到永远的价值。
They are also looking for some satisfaction inside.
他们也在寻找真正能够满足他们心灵内心那个虚空的那个实质。
Well, unfortunately, in my study of all these people, I find that they were all likewise disappointed.
那么当很不幸的就是我在做我从事的研究里面发觉这一些人他们和我的光景一样不满足虚空。
They may be able to articulate the problem better than I can.
可能他们表达的方式比我好一点。
And so after I read their work and study their work, I become more impressed and I become more saddened because I was brought into the deeper depression of this meaningless of life.
但是我越读这些人，越研究这些人，我里面就感到越虚空，我越下沉，越沉闷。
And for about two or three years, I was not able to find the meaning of life.
两三年之内，我没有寻找到生命真正的意义。
I become extremely depressed. Because I came to this country, I worked very hard.
我到这个国家来，我殷勤努力的工作。
My family gave up a lot.
我的家庭付出很大的代价。
My wife, of course, put up a lot.
我的太太付出很大的代价。
And that all these efforts was to hope that one day, with all the achievements I have made, we can all be satisfied and happy.
那么我们都有一个盼望，就是有一天当我有了成就的时候，我们一家人都能够非常的满足。
But unfortunately, when we have accomplished everything that we want to accomplish, instead we were disappointed, we were frustrated.
但是虽然在外面有这么多的成就，但是我们确实感到非常的失望，非常的沉闷。
We do not get a satisfaction, a peace, and a happiness in our life.
我们并没有找到生命中的平安、满足。
Our fervent search in the literature and in the intellectual world also disappointed us.
我们从在文学上、在艺术界所从事的探讨、研究、追寻，也给我们带来失望。
So I said to myself, what is the real meaning of life?
所以我就对我自己说，到底生命真正的意义是什么？
You mean there's no alternative in life?
难道人生没有其他的选择吗？
You mean that's all in life?
难道这就是生命的一切吗？
And time flies?
难道时间就这么飞快的过去吗？
And you're doing the same thing every day?
你是不是每天做同样的工作吗？
You mean generate more and more money?
啊，只不过要赚更多更多的钱吗？
And yet there's no real satisfaction.
那没有真正的满足。
I become desperate.
我里面感到非常的痛苦。
焦急
okay. Yeah. 非常焦急。
Because time is merciless.
因为时间是非常的残酷的。
Because in a very short time, I know I'll be sitting by the pool again when I'm closing to 60, and I'll be just as dissatisfied and just as depressed.
因为我知道不久的将来，我当我坐在这个游泳池边的时候，我将要是接近60岁的人，我的里面仍旧空虚。
And yet I have no alternative.
我里面没有选择。
Sometimes I drive to work in the morning.
有时候我早上起来开车上班。
I feel like I was in the railway.
好像我就走一个在那个铁轨上的火车的铁轨上一样。
And the train is.
我要很诚实地跟你讲，我的确付了很大的代价。
Because I keep asking him, what's wrong? Am I have a mental problem?
我一直问他说，到底怎么回事？我是不是我的头脑有问题？
He said no.
他说没有。
He said at that time I was 39 then.
那时候我已经39岁。
Was I going through a premature middle age crisis?
是不是我是中年危机？这个太早才发生了。
Oh, he said no.
他说不是。
He said, well, what is the problem with me?
那到底什么问题呢？
He never was able to give me a satisfactory answer.
他从来不能给我一个满意的回答。
Except that one time he said that you are just like Alexander the Great.
他说你这个跟那个希腊的亚历山大帝很像。
Always looking for a new frontier.
你总是要找一个可打的地这个领域哈，可以攻打的领域。
Always looking for new challenges.
总是要找新的挑战。
But that was not a very good answer to me.
这并不是一个很满意的回答。
Because I know how Alexander the Great ended.
我知道亚历山大的结局是什么。
He ran out of new challenges at 32.
他32岁就再也没有可打的之地了。
And he drank himself to death.
他自己喝酒喝到一个地步就死了。
Well, in fact, I didn't even get the chance to drink.
其实我连喝酒的时间都没有。
That's because I also founded a treatment unit for alcohol and drug addiction.
因为我自己有一个诊所，专门治疗这个酗酒的人。
It is a unit in the hospital. I was the medical director.
呀，这是一个医院里面的一个部门，我是那个部门的一个负责人。
So I treated over 1,000 patients.
我治疗大概 上千的病人。
All use drugs and alcohol.
都是是吸毒跟喝酒的。
So I know that those things doesn't work.
我知道这些东西不能够解决问题。
So I didn't even try that.
我根本就不信这些东西。
So for a while, I have left with absolutely no alternative whatsoever.
所以似乎我在那一段时间里面找不到任何的选择。
And for 3 years, I struggled what I told you.
刚才我跟你讲的这些事情，我一共挣扎了整整3年。
To me, life was absolutely meaningless.
对我来讲，那时候生活，我的生命一点意义都没有。
Perhaps as a doctor, I have a certain fundamental respect for life.
因为我是一个医生的缘故，所以我对于这个生命啊有相当的尊重。
Perhaps that's the reason why I never really seriously considered suicide.
就是因为这个原因，所以我从来没有很严肃的、很慎重的考虑到要自杀的问题。
Although the psychiatrist is very concerned that I may.
但是这个心理学的医生呢，他很。担心怕我会自杀。
Because at that time I came to a point that I don't want to do anything. I want to drop my practice. I just want to leave my family.
到那个时候，我是曾经有一度，我想要把我的诊所把它放弃了，甚至我要离开我的家庭出走。
A lot of times I told my wife just pack my stuff, give me a little money, and I just go.
我有时候我跟她讲，好不好？你把我行李整理一下，给我一点钱，我想往外走一走。
She said, "Where are you going?"
她说你要去哪里、啊？
I said, I don't know.
我也不晓得去哪里。
I just want to go.
我就想要出去就是了。
And it may be a long time before I come back.
可能我会出去的很久才会回来。
And that's exactly how I feel at that time.
那就是我当时心里面的感觉。
So for 3 years, I struggled every day.
3年之久，每天都面对同样的问题。
I live in depression.
我生活在一个沮丧里面。
I live in agony.
我里面非常的空虚混沌。
I live in tears.
我满了眼泪。
I live in misery.
我在这个忧伤痛苦里。
Nobody would believe it.
没有人会相信的。
He's a man who has achieved everything in the world.
没有人会相信，这个人已经有这么高的成就，会这样吗？
And for 3 years, I dare not tell anybody.
3年之久，我从来不敢跟人家讲这个问题。
Not even my parents.
甚至我的父母我也不敢讲。
There's only 2 people who knew about it.
只有两个人知道。
That's my wife and my psychiatrist.
只有我的太太跟我的心理医生才知道这个事。
And then even my loved ones, my wife cannot help me.
甚至我所爱的妻子也不能够帮助我。
And to me, at that time, even though I cannot take my life away, if my life comes to an end, it probably is a blessing.
对那时候讲，我不能够好像拿起我的生命。如果我那时候生命到个终结，我会觉得很庆幸的。
And during that period of time, some friends of mine came by.
在那个时候，我有些朋友来看我。
And these are friends who grew up with me.
这些朋友是跟我从小一起长大的。
And these are friends who stayed Christian.
这些人就是他们一直还是过着基督徒的生活。
When I first came to this country,
我刚刚来到美国的时候。
For a while, I stayed in good faith.
有一阵子我非常的忠心，保守我的信仰。
But when I finished my first degree.
当我读完了第一个学位
I remember I feel that well I've lost completely lost interest in going to church
我觉得好像我对于到教会去做礼拜已经感到没有兴趣了
When I finished my medical school
当我医学院毕业的时候
I probably go to church three times a year
可能我一年有3次去做礼拜
Christmas time
圣诞节
Easter
复活节
And whenever my parents was in town.
如果我父母来了，我就陪他去做礼拜。
I remember when I was a practicing physician, I stopped going to church altogether.
当我开始看病，开始出来开业的时候，我根本就不做礼拜了。
With all the accomplishments and all the successes I have.
我虽然我有那么多的成就。
I feel that my destiny is in my hand.
我觉得好像我的这个命运在我的手上。
I feel that my life is in my own control.
我觉得我的生命在我自己的掌握之下。
Not only that I have lost interest.
我不但失去兴趣。
In the Christian faith.
对于这个基督徒的信仰。
I completely feel that there's no God.
我根本到后来就不相信有神了。
And my mind is involved and lost in all the successes of the world.
那么我的头脑就在世界中的追逐这些成功成就上中消失了我自己。
And because all the worldly successes seem to be in my hand,
因为虽然这世界上的许多成就似乎是都抓在我的手里
so I thought that my life is also in my own hand.
所以我就认为我的生命也在我自己掌握之中。
I didn't feel that I need a God.
所以我觉得我不需要神。
Because I thought I'm my own God.
我认为我就是我自己的神。
Now, some of these friends who grew up with me,
这些跟我一同长大的朋友,
they knew about all the successes that I have.
他们都知道我的成就。
But they also knew that I've also lived a life without God.
他们也知道我的生活是过着一种没有神的生活。
So they came by and they tried to remind me.
所以他们就来看我,
he said, perhaps your life is so miserable.
他们可能你的生活这样的痛苦。
Perhaps your life is so without meaning.
可能你的生活没有意义。
It's because God is no longer in your life.
因为神已经不在你的生命里面了，所以你没有意义。
I don't want to hear anything about that.
我根本就说我不想听这些东西。
My heart was very hard.
我的心里面非常的刚硬。
Now a few of my friends are equally successful as far as their training is concerned.
我有些朋友, 从训练医学训练的观点来讲跟我是同样的,
particularly I have two or three friends who also are doctors.
因为我有两三个朋友他也是医生,
but there are three of them who never practiced a day in their life.
但是他们医生根本就没有开业。
And one of them went on to study in the seminary and become a Bible teacher.
有一个根本就到医院里面去到神学院去读神学，后来出来以后就根本就没有做医生的工作。
And he's a professor of theology.
他在一个神学院当教授。
And one become a Christian social worker.
有一个人后来成为一个社会工作者。
And one actually is a missionary in China.
后来有一个人到中国大，你们有一个人到中国大陆去做这个宣教的工作。
So all these are doctors.
这些都是医生。
And yet they have given up their profession.
他们虽然是医生呢，放弃了医生的这个行业。
Or put it another way, they have never used their profession to be successful in the world.
他们从来不用他们的职业，似乎是没有用他们的职业在世界上追求成就。
And they use their profession to serve God.
他们用他们的职业来侍奉神。
And these three people particularly came by.
这三个人特别来看我。
And that was over a year's time.
这大概一年之间，他们先后来看我。
And they tried to remind me that perhaps I should look at my life.
他们好像似乎提醒我，我应该检讨我自己的生活。
And see where God is in my life.
那么看看到底神到底有没有在我的生活里面。
But like I said, my heart was hardened.
我刚才说过，我的心里非常的刚硬。
I don't want to have anything to do with that.
我根本不想考虑这些问题。
For me, I'm my own God.
对我来讲，我就是我自己的神。
So I usually just treat them with a very nice dinner.
我通常他们来看我，我就是请他们去吃一个丰富的晚餐。
And politely send them away.
很客气地把他们送走了。
I said to myself,
我对我自己说,
my life is in my hand.
我的生命在我自己的手里。
I'm in control of everything.
我自己可以管理一切。
It has been like this for the last 20 years.
因为这20年之内始终一直是这样。
And it will always be like that.
今后也是这样。
And even if I live a miserable life,
虽然我现在过的生活不是那么容易,
even if I live in tears,
虽然我说我在我的生活中有许多的眼泪,
even if I live a life of agony,
虽然我的生活非常的痛苦,
that's my choice,
这是我自己的选择,
that's still under my control.
虽然是这样，也是我的选择。
And that's my life.
这是我的生命。
I'd rather live in tears.
我宁愿生活在眼泪之中。
I would not look at any alternative.
我不愿意寻找任何其他的选择。
See, because I noticed one thing.
我就发现一件事。
These friends who came by to visit me,
这些朋友来看我,
they don't have any money.
他们根本就没有什么钱。
Even though they are doctors,
虽然他们也是医生,
they live in an apartment.
他们住在公寓里面。
I visited one of them one year in Hong Kong.
有一年我到香港去拜访其中的一位。
I find that the entire apartment is smaller than my kitchen.
他们所住的这个公寓比我的厨房还要小。
Of course, there's no cars.
他们也没有车子。
There's no bank account.
他们银行存款也没有什么钱。
In fact, they are not even sure whether they have money to send their kids to school.
甚至他们都没有把握说知道一定可以送孩子到学校去读书。
But despite this kind of condition,
虽然他们的经济情况是这样,
but they continue faithful and love the Lord.
但是他们很忠心地在那里侍奉神。
And despite the fact that they have practically nothing materially,
从物质的观点来讲, 他们几乎什么都没有。
But I noticed one thing.
但是我发觉一件事情,
and I cannot deny it.
这是我不能否认的,
and that is they are happy.
他们很快乐,
and they have peace.
他们里面有平安,
and you can see that their life is full.
你知道他们的生命非常的满足,
and this is this fullness in their life that really hurts my pride.
因为他们生命中那样的满足,
because to me, how come I consider to be the most one of the most successful persons? I've always won in my life. And now seemingly I got everything in life. And yet I'm not happy. My life has no meaning. And I'm just empty.
What do you mean?
Mr.